B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the main hero of the RAM Morning Show. We just did 5 seconds to cash. If you want to win $100, your next chance is at noon with Cameron. So don't go anywhere for that. Producer Nicole in the studio with us.
Yesterday, this producer Nicole of ours was attacked by a bird and then saved a bird all in the same day.
What a day. Things go full circle, man.
It was strange.
But you made no secret about the fact that you're living with your ex.
Correct.
And your ex is about to move.
Yes.
And from what we understand, she had some harsh words for you.
Yes.
You told us yesterday, Roy has no idea.
Yeah. So we've gotten to the point, we've been, broken up for, 6 months now?
Yeah, since Christmas.
Since before Christmas.
That's true.
So we've gotten to the point where we can now be friends and roommates. Like, it's not...
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's still, weird.
Well,
don't get me wrong, but...
You guys are also congenial in the sense that you're not bringing anyone home, correct?
Correct. And, there's not some big event that happened to make her hate me, make me hate her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, anyways, there's a high level of respect for the both of us, I'd like to think. But we were, not hanging out, but we were in the apartment the other day. And I don't know how we got on the topic, but I, just see her, looking at me. And I'm like, what's up? And she's like, I have to say, you're a lot easier to be friends with than you are to date.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, you're comfortable, huh?
Wow.
And, it wasn't, said in an ill way, but I just looked at her fine, you too.
It was very matter of fact.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I think it's easier to be friends with anybody than it's to
yeah, I think it's coming from her standpoint.
Yeah.
Here's someone who does a lot of travel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
In and out, and she doesn't have to worry about keeping up a relationship.
True.
You know what I mean?
She's very, and I've recognized this about myself in the relationship. She is very free-spirited and wild-hearted, and I don't think I catered to that and let her be her truest self as well as I could have.
You were holding her back?
Correct.
Mm.
Okay.
Interesting.
But maybe the relationship, maybe it wasn't you, maybe it was just being in a relationship was holding her back, you know?
Maybe. I don't think I was what she needed.
Now, as you're getting ready to sign a new lease, she's moving, you guys are not going to be exes and roommates anymore. What advice would you give someone who's listening who is in the same spot, broken up with someone but still living with that person? Now you've done it for over 6 months.
Get out.
Run.
No.
Yeah, is it harder than you thought?
Find your own place.
Yeah, no, it's definitely harder. But the number one thing that, I think I've learned and that I think that I've done a good job of doing is, don't lose sight of, yourself or what the other person deserves. It's very easy to get angry and, speak off of feelings or emotion. But, at the end of the day, there's this other human being that deserves an utmost respect, just like you would want someone to be respectful to you. So just be respectful at all times because, messing with someone's feelings, that's not, you wouldn't want someone to, get all in your feelings, so don't get in theirs.
Look at that. That was deep.
I'm 27, by the way.
Well, yeah.
You're grown up.
Yeah.
Look at you.
It's been 6 months of living with an ex.
I know.
That's crazy because I thought it was only supposed to be 3.
It was supposed to be March, then it was supposed to be April, then it was supposed to be May, and now we're all right, we got 3 weeks left. Let's figure it out.
When did you hit the turn, you think? When did you realize, okay, I don't have to be jealous. I don't have to check Insta to see where she is or what she's doing. How many months?
I don't know if it was necessarily how many months, more as where I was with myself. Like, the more low I felt about myself, the harder it was.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I took what I needed and did what I needed to do, then it was easier to see, this is what she needs. This is how things should be.
Okay. How is Finley, the dog, going to handle?
It's not good. Finley's move now is he'll go to sleep with me because we have a two-bedroom. We obviously sleep in different rooms.
And I see Lauren takes a picture, and she's like, I'm with my buddy. And post it, you know?
I mean, that's her best friend.
I know.
That's their, you have to think, I mean, he'll be six this year, but her and I have dated for over 4 years now. So she's been in this dog's life for 4 out of 6 of his years. And so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So his move now is he barely eats when she's not there.
Oh.
But he'll go to sleep with me, and then at about midnight, 1 o'clock, he'll get up, go in the other room,
oh,
and sleep with her and wake up with her.
He's gonna go through his own depression.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Well, we get a text in at 7:04. Dang, Nicole speaking truth to my soul this morning.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's in that position,
damn,
where you're living with an ex, I mean, Nicole's been doing it for 6 months. She should write a damn book on it.
I don't want to.
And then let's go back to what brought this whole conversation up, which is your ex saying you're much easier to live with than you are to date, or to be friends with than you are to date. And I mean, it's great that you realize that you think that maybe you were holding her back, but don't be hard on yourself, because I really do think it's just for her lifestyle and what she wants to do, which is kind of, her job takes her around the world anyway, right?
Yeah.
So she's kind of busy. It's difficult to be in a relationship like that.
Yeah.
Like, Loren's married to Dal, obviously, and he travels 3 times a week.
And I love it. I'm just kidding. I'm totally
kidding.
Packs
for him. Get out, sweetheart.
So, all right. Well, keep us updated. So what is the, how many more weeks, actually, will you guys still be roomies?
Three.
Wow.
3 more weeks. And whenever she moves, are you going to ever visit her or talk to her again? Or
that, I mean, that I don't know. I mean, like, we have the same friend group. We've had the same friend group for the past, you know, over 4 years.
Yeah.
She's moving to New York where my best friend lives. Like, my best friend's already like, hey, like, I'm not going to stop being friends with her. And I was like, I don't want you to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not my prerogative in this. So I can't say no.
But
I can't,
I mean,
say
you like her as a person.
Yeah, no, she's an amazing person.
Yeah, yeah, she's awesome. I love following her on Insta. She goes to China. She's in Taipei 1 minute.
There's no ill will.
Yeah.
And I don't want anyone to stop being friends with her because we're broken up.
Is she dating?
Yeah.
Probably.
I would assume so. It's been,
she's definitely
months,
going on dates. I don't know if there's just like
one person.
Yeah.
And you're okay. And like, you've gotten to the point where you're okay with that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's good. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I want her to be happy.
Okay, good. All right. There's a little update from producer Nicole, whose ex-girlfriend and now roommate says she's much easier to be friends with than she is to date. All right. Thanks, Nicole.
Still to come.
You're walking out like Finley. Like, you're just like meandering out the studio all sad. Don't be sad. We're proud of you, Nicole.
She's 27. I'm 34, and she's handling this much better than I would.
Oh, totally. Oh, you'd have bonfires nightly.
Oh, 100%.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.